Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 2nd, 2024. The joy of the light of unity. Uniting is an action that in itself causes joy. After all, when a person feels another person and connects with everyone, this creates a feeling of great confidence and mutual connection. And this is how we attract an illumination from above, which awakens joy in us. It is said that joy is a reflection of good deeds. Good deeds mean unification, there simply cannot be anything else that is good. Therefore, we need to reach unification, and it is absolutely necessary for the whole world because we see how it is being destroyed before our eyes more and more, day by day. Therefore, at our convention, we must try to aim as much as possible toward unity and joy, that is, toward the right line, which is perfection. A person who is in a state of perfection is similar in form to the Creator, who is perfect, that is, now a person cleaves to the perfect, as it is said, the blessed clings to the blessed. This means that the more joy we feel and attribute to the Creator, the closer we are to Him, the more strongly we will feel the light of Purim in response. The light of unity, the light of celebration, the light of unification. During the entire year, there is no higher state than Purim. On this day, we are illuminated by the light of the end of correction, which unites us and is capable of leading us out of any difficult condition no matter what we find ourselves in. Everything depends only on our unification, unity, and joy. That we managed to rise above all our thoughts and all calculations. To multiply joy in the month of Adar means to unite around one common joy for everyone. On this holiday, we leave all our calculations behind and think only about how to bring joy to everyone, that is, how to achieve a feeling of perfection, to come to similarity with the Creator, at least at the very first minimal degree, and then feel how a huge light of joy, which is called Purim, spreads among all of us. From the Lesson 1 Increasing the Joy on Unity Day for Purim March 23, 2024. Purim on the calendar and in the heart. The holiday of Purim is approaching, symbolizing concealment, the custom of dressing up in carnival costumes and wearing masks. Where does the tradition of wearing masks on Purim come from? The main character of Purim is Queen Esther, who represents the kingdom, Malkut, the system that governs the entire universe. This kingdom is called Esther, which means concealment. In fact, in our time we see that everything is concealed. We do not know who governs us and we are unaware that there is a program in nature that controls our lives. We exist in a realm where some upper force controls everything, which manifests as various forces like a vast network that oversees the entire world. Science is only now beginning to uncover that everything in nature is interconnected, and the world is an integrated system with global connections. We only perceive a small part of reality. We are not talking about some unknown dark energy in the universe, but about a reality completely concealed from us, which we do not even guess about. Our entire world is a complete concealment. Inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature is governed by instincts and therefore does not ask questions. But humans must understand why they live. If they cannot find an answer to this question, they feel greatly limited, disappointed with life, and unsure of what to do with themselves. The animalistic body continues its normal life and gives birth to offspring, but a person feels unhappy. Humans feel there is concealment, a system, Malkut, secretly controlling them, like a vast Queen Esther. Esther does not appear in the image of a woman, but of the entire kingdom that governs us so that we do not understand where we are going and what we are doing. Many times throughout history, the Jewish people have faced Purim situations, which means a threat of annihilation. This threat arises to awaken us and to remind us of our purpose and to not continue living like the other 127 nations mentioned in the Scroll of Esther. We must reveal Esther and compel concealment to unveil. All other nations within which we live act to awaken us to this mission. After all, good cannot awaken a people or their egoistic desire and make them think about spiritual life. Jews tried to forget their mission and bury themselves in corporeal values where they strive for achievements in science, culture, and especially where there is money and power. To awaken us, King Ahasuerus and his aide Haman appear. In reality, they do not understand what they are doing because, above Ahasuerus, there is another king, entirely concealed, a king who guides everything to bring all of humanity to the attainment of the Creator. This is possible only through the Jews because within them lies the secret, the spiritual gene, that enables them to do so. Haman is an egoistic desire that cannot be corrected, but can only be destroyed. Haman and his 10 sons represent an evil system, unfit for correction, a system that opposes the rule of the upper force and the desire to bestow and love thy neighbor as thyself. Haman cannot accept this, so we need to eliminate such desires within us. The immense egoistic desire Haman is preparing to kill everyone including Mordecai and King Ahasuerus, in order to rule the entire kingdom himself. This huge egoism cannot cooperate with other forces, but seeks absolute power over all. Therefore, today Haman manifests everywhere, in religions, beliefs, and the leadership of countries if they are claiming that they alone should govern the world. But the scroll of Esther tells us that by the king's decree, Haman is hanged on the tree he prepared for Mordecai, and the city of Shushan celebrates its deliverance. Thus, we come to a point where evil no longer exists in the world because we have destroyed and nullified it. In essence, the scroll of Esther tells us how humanity reveals all evil in the world and understands the need to eradicate human egoism, the desire to receive for one's own sake. This is how we achieve a completely good state and the end of correction where there is no evil left in the world. This is what the Purim holiday is dedicated to celebrate and drink until one does not know the difference between Haman and Mordecai because there is no more Haman in the world and there is no need to fear egoism. The evil Haman hides within each person and within all nations because it represents the egoistic desire to rule over others. If we can escape from this evil and distance ourselves from it, then we will approach the revelation of good, the upper system that governs us. Without evil, it is impossible to reveal good or even approach it. Evil exists precisely to make us feel the need for good, and directs us toward it. We need to identify this evil in every person, in every country, and in the world. Just as Mordecai, Esther, and Ahasuerus wisely acted against Haman, we need to bring about the disappearance of the evil force from the world. We must learn this from the scroll of Esther, and I hope we will achieve it. From Cab TV's New Life, 1094 March 14, 2019. Get closer to understanding spirituality. Question. The Book of Zohar has 2 levels, the language of feeling and the language of spiritual definition. How can we use both levels to help us rise above the story and feel its spiritual meaning? Answer: to help us understand the spiritual meaning, the Creator created not one person but many people by breaking the common soul into parts and thereby allowing us to unite. If we unite over our egoism, we will be able to understand the Creator and all of nature more and better. Question: how can I feel everything described in this book is happening to me? Answer: this happens by the upper light, called the Zohar. We should only strive to bring each other closer and to positively influence each other. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to understand the words of the Zohar. Concede to each other. Question: what advice would you give to couples who cannot decide to marry due to various reasons? Answer: they should consider starting a family, having children, and reaching maximum closeness between them in this world, that will only benefit them. Marriage and parenthood are part of the spiritual development couples undergo as a husband or wife. Many think they win by pushing the other person, but you should concede instead. That is your advantage. You should feel you are doing the right thing when you step toward another. So good luck to everyone, and be strong. Concede to each other. From CapTV's Man and Woman, March 5, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 96. Question: we have a sense of self-awareness that we are a reality that can receive and bestow light. In the quality of the Creator, we feel ourselves as part of a single system with Him. How do we reconcile these two qualities in the work of the Ten since they are essentially different? Answer: yes, they relate to different qualities, but we must try to combine them. Gradually, we will succeed in doing so. Question: how can we strengthen the intention to bestow in the Ten? Answer: we need to talk about it more, and while performing actions, you should try to feel that you are uniting and turning to the Creator. Then longing toward Him will be stronger, and you will come to His revelation. Question: can a person studying Hasidic texts embrace the dissemination of Benny Baruch and begin to strive for the Creator? Answer: of course. That person needs to get acquainted with what we do. We want to reach the feeling of the Creator. That is what he should engage in. He needs to read our books and immerse himself in them a little. Question: if a person is part of a whole and included in the system, how can he pray for others without thinking about himself? What is unconditional love? How can one love unconditionally at all? Answer: I do not know how to explain it because it is a feeling. You have to try to let these feelings pass through you, through your connections with the friends, and then you will have the opportunity to understand what this is about. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 13, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam: the Torah and the Creator are one. The power of imagination. Question: in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we often hear the term imagine to yourself. What kind of creature is a person if they can change their states with imagination? When we imagine something good, in a way, we change our state. Where does this happen within us? Answer: a person as if consists of two systems. In one system, he feels; in the other, he can imagine something, even if it is opposite to his feelings. Therefore, when we read the explanations of the Kabbalists, we desire to feel what they describe. Let us do just that. Gradually, by tuning ourselves to different understandings, sensations, and bestowal, our brain will transition from sensations to feelings so that feelings will operate in the mind. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 13, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam: the Torah and the Creator are one. Intention comes first. Question: if there is none else besides Him, then it turns out that any slander is directed against the Creator? Answer: any slander we put out into the world is negative. Therefore, we need to very clearly weigh our words that go out into the world from each of us. Although this does not mean that slander is directed against the Creator, nevertheless, when condemning our world, we must understand that at the same time, we condemn its starting point, that is, the Creator. Question: if I am dissatisfied with what is happening in the world and do not agree with it, then I am slandering the Creator? But this comes from my inner nature. I do not do this on purpose. If I am opposite to the Creator, created opposite to Him, will I automatically disagree with Him and begin to slander Him? Answer: no. What also matters here are your intentions, why you are doing it and how. The Creator created the world, placed a person in it, and gave them some kind of strength, intelligence, and the ability to influence this world. We can talk about this within certain boundaries and explore our possibilities of bringing the world into balance. Question: Is it possible to say that if I am opposite to the Creator, then I automatically do not agree with His program? But if I resist this or try to somehow correct the situation, then, in principle, is this no longer slander? Answer: no, it does not matter what you do. It is your intention that matters. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024. The path to courage lies through timidity. Question: timidity wanted to hide from itself. But where? Cunning advised it, "Why don't you settle with courage? It's not so scary with it." Timidity went to courage, but was afraid to knock on the door, so it just lay down on its porch. Since then, the path to courage lies through timidity. Is this true? Answer: yes, because with an egoistic nature, it is impossible to achieve courage without fear. How do courageous people deal with this? It is because they overcome timidity. Question: so the more a person is timid and the more they overcome timidity, the braver they are? So fundamentally are we timid? Answer: yes, because we have egoism within us. It prevents us from acting recklessly against ourselves. Where there is a possibility of harming ourselves, it doesn't allow it. Question: so is there always a risk? Answer: yes. Question: and is it our egoism that causes this? Why then is timidity so despised? Answer: timidity is despised, but it is important to understand that it is a human feeling and very strong. It, by the way, protects us from many problems that we could cause ourselves and others. Question: so a person who admits they are timid is not despised by you? Answer: no, not despised. You just need to know how to balance this force and take care of yourself in any situation with consideration for how much it is needed. Question: is the courage without fear? Answer: no, only if it is a pathological state. Question: so you consider it a pathology? When there is complete recklessness? Answer: of course. Look at animals, how they behave. They don't recklessly attack anyone. They check, they make circles, and so on, and so forth. And only then, if necessary, they rush forward. Comment: yes, that's true. Only in rabid dogs, it seems, this is disabled. My response: yes. Comment: so it is actually a disease if a person is purely reckless, brave, as they say. My response: that is not courage. Question: how should children be raised? When we tell a child, don't be timid, be brave. Answer: weigh everything. Question: whom are you talking to right now? Answer: the child. Weigh everything for and against. And only if you are convinced that there is no other way, attack. Comment: you're now addressing the child as an adult, as someone with wisdom. My response: what can you do? That is how it is with adults too. Question: but should this be the attitude toward a child? So you weigh everything for and against? And only after that? Answer: yes. Question: is this what is called upbringing? Answer: of course. Question: can a child do that? Answer: they can. Since this caution, timidity can help them. Question: what age of the child are you talking about? Answer: a young child. From 3 years old. Question: can you say way to a 3 year old? Sit in front of them and say way? Can you already treat a child like an adult from such a young age? Answer: yes. Question: if a parent acts like this, what does it say about the parent? Answer: that the parent teaches their child a balanced approach to the world. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 22, 2024. Patience and understanding. Question: what feeling in a family is accepted as truth? There are very warm feelings and sometimes literally hatred. One does not understand what is real. It is so devastating. One suddenly starts to believe that this hatred is what defines the relationship. Answer: what is needed here is patience and understanding that the other person has the same feelings, impressions, and aspirations as you do. Everyone has both love and hate within them. Sometimes they coincide and sometimes they do not. Question: how important is it for spouses to share their feelings and states? Answer: no, there is no need to turn this into some kind of drama. The most important thing is to understand that you should smooth everything out. On the other hand, you should not accumulate negative emotions. It is essential to discharge them, meaning to discuss these situations almost as if in the third person and not keep them inside. Question: who is more difficult in family life, men or women? Answer: it is hard to say. Women have more strength to resist men. They are not in equal positions. She knows how to twist him. But this is given to her so that she can defend herself, because a woman is home, family, and the foundation. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 5, 2024.